Hello everyone, my name is Elijah Davis, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount South of 12th Hour, Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is August 30, 2016, our Z-Day 28, 2020. We will start our first service today with a song entitled Victory in Yahshua. Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning, and I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Yahshua, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is in him. He comes me to victory beneath the crimson flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried to Yahshua, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Yahshua came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Yahshua, my Savior forever. He bought me and sought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is through him. He runs me to victory beneath their crimson flood. I heard about a mansion he had built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Yahshua, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the crimson flood. Righteousness exalteth a nation. This is the name of our sermon today. And we're going to start with Proverbs 14. And in our memory verse is verse 34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is reproach to any people. Verse 35 said, the king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causes shame. All right. So what are we learning here? Let's go ahead and read the whole chapter of Proverbs 14. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. He that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Yahweh, but he that is perverse in his ways despises him. And the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but much increase is by the strength of the ox. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom, and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of a foolish man, which shall perceiveth not in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his ways, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That's verse 12. Proverbs 14. Even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rages and is confident. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends. He that despises his neighbor sinneth, but he that hateth mercy hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be unto them that devise good. In all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies. In the fear of the Yahweh is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Yahweh is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. So what did they say there? The fear of the Yahweh is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. He that is slow to wrath is of the great understanding, but he that is hasty of the spirit exalts his father. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bone. He that oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is reproach unto any people. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causes shame. Isaiah 26. Let's go and read the whole chapter. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will Yahweh appoint for walls and bulwarks. Now, salvation, heaven is in order. They begin everything at the appointed time. Worship time, whatever. They do everything right on time and in order. And we are here on earth asked to coordinate Yahweh's congregation here on earth, his temple, with the temple worship in heaven. Now, I just have some new revelation, especially for our people in Africa, Jeff White. Remember, I've told you to put the number one on the 12-hour time clock. Put the number one in the place of 12. And man's time, that starts the seventh hour of the daylight. When your clock closes out the 12th hour of the night, the seventh hour then of man time starts the first hour of daylight. And actually, modern time has a sixth hour. Starts the first hour of daylight, but no, it's number seven. So just move your numbers back on your clock and then start with number one in the place of 12, and then start with number two in the place of one, and when you get through with number two, put number three in the place of two on your clock. And then you'll have the beginning of the third hour of the day. And that will be 9 o'clock modern time that'll be 9 o'clock modern time, yeah. So, whenever you have third hour of the day, it says 9 o'clock on your modern time. But what I'm saying, the third hour of the day starts where it says 9 o'clock in the morning on your regular clock. That begins your third hour of the day. I've had this misunderstood for so long. And I got out a Hebrew chart last night that I have in my analytical Bible. And the Hebrews have got it right, and it confirms what I just told you. So start your hourly worship according to man's time, 9 o'clock in the morning when it strikes 9. Start that 9 o'clock for your third hour. Because modern time has number 9 starting the fourth hour of the daylight. But anyway, just pay attention. And you'll have it right. So if you got a clock, draw your clock and put number one at the top, put number two next, and then when you get around to the last hour on the clock, your number 12 will be in the place of 11 on your clock, and then you'll be back to one again where number 12 used to be. Try to figure it out, but anyway, it's simple. Just move your numbers back 1 hour. I mean, one number back on your clock, not 1 hour, but move the number back, and you'll have it right. So it says in Isaiah 26:2, "Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in." Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Yahweh forever, for in the Yahweh Elohim is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city he layeth it low, even to the ground. He bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor, and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness, Thou most upright doth weigh the path of the just, yea, in the way of judgment, O Yahweh, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. That favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness in the land of uprightness. Will he deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Yahweh. Yahweh, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see. But they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Yahweh, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast also hast wrought all our works in us. O Yahweh, or Elohim, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us. But by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their members to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Yahweh, thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Yahweh, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Yahweh. We have been with child, we have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Now this is where we're at right now. We haven't yet the church here on earth, the heaven-coordinated temple here on earth, House of David. We have not brought deliverance. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Yet we know that this has to take place. That Yahweh's righteous people is the one that's going to bring deliverance in the earth. That's on verse 18 of Isaiah 26. The dead men shall live together, with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. That's what's going on right now. The house of Yahweh is rising, the house of David. And the earth is casting out her dead. They are slaughtering each other by the thousands every day. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Yahweh cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her shame. The word righteousness appears in the KJV 306 times in 289 verses. So righteousness is a pretty important word. It starts in Genesis 15:6. And he beaten Yahweh and he counted it unto him for righteousness. Now who is this he? Abraham. So let's turn to Genesis 15 and let's look at that whole chapter. It says that after these things, the word of the Yahweh came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram. Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Yahweh Elohim, well, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, to me, thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of Yahweh came unto him, saying, Thou shalt not, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto them, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in Yahweh, and he counted it unto him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Yahweh that brought thee out of the Ur of the Chaldees, to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Yahweh Elohim, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, Take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat, and 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against another. But the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcass, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. That land would be Egypt, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. So the Amorites were dwelling in that land of inheritance that Abraham was being shown, the land of Canaan. The Amorites was already dwelling there. And it came to pass that when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. And the same day, the Yahweh made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt, that's the river Nile, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Now, if you want to know how much of that land belongs to Israel, you look on your map. From the great river of Egypt, so that river on the east side of the Nile, down in Egypt, belongs to Israel, which is still part of Egypt. So Israel's borders go all the way to the river Nile. The Kenites and the Zizites and the Catamonites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Rephaims and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites. So how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 of them that are occupying that land. Okay. So now that pretty well concludes chapter 15. We're dealing with righteousness exalts of the nation. And let's go back where we were. And let's see if we can pick up another about the righteousness. We're going to go now to Genesis, chapter 30. And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, am I in Yahweh's stead, who hath withheld from thee the fruit of thy womb? And he said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. And she gave him Bilhah her handmaid to wife, and Jacob went in unto her. And Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, Yahweh hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again, and bare Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, with great wrestling have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed, and she called his name Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had left bearing, she took Zilpha, her maid, and gave her Jacob to wife. And Zilpha, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, a troop cometh, and she called his name Gad. And Zilpha, Leah's maid, bare Jacob a second son. And Leah said, happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed. And she called his name Asher. And Reuben went in the days of the wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said unto Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. And she said unto her, is it a small matter that thou hast taken my husband, and wouldest thou take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes. And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him, and said, thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son's mandrakes. And he lay with her that night. And Yahweh hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, Yahweh hath given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband. And she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again and bare Jacob the sixth son. And Leah said, Elohim hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun. Zebulun, and afterwards she bare a daughter and called her name Dinah. So Leah had six sons and one daughter. And Yahweh remembered Rachel, and Yahweh hearkened unto her and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son and said, Yahweh hath taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph, and said, "The Yahweh shall add to me another son." And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said unto Laban, "Send me away that I may go unto my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee." And Laban said unto him, "I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Yahweh hath blessed me for thy sake." And he said, "Appoint me thy wages, and I will give it." And he said unto him, "Thou knowest how I have served thee, and how thy cattle was with me, for it was little which thou hast before I came, and it is now increased unto a multitude, and Yahweh hath blessed thee since my coming, and now when shall I provide for mine own house also?" And he said, "What shall I give thee?" And Jacob said, "Thou shalt not give me anything. If thou wilt do the same for me, I will again feed and keep thy flock. I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my house. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come from my heart before thy face, every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me." And Laban said, "Behold, I would it might be according to thy word." And he removed that day the he-goats that were ranged straight and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his son. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and peeled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters in the watering troughs, when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle, range-straked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks toward the range-straked, and all the brown in the flock of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not unto Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger was Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maid servants, and men servants, and camels, and asses. All right. So when you do it Yahweh's way, and the way He tells you to do it, you will be blessed, automatically blessed and increased. Leviticus chapter 19. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, "Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, You shall be holy, for I, the Yahweh your Elohim, am holy. You shall fear every man his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. Turn ye not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods. I'm the Yahweh your Elohim. And if you offer a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Yahweh, you shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day you offer it. And on tomorrow, and if aught remain until the third day, it shall be burnt in the fire. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable. It shall not be accepted. Therefore, everyone that eateth it shall bear his iniquity, because he has profaned the hallowed thing of the Yahweh, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of the vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I'm the Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another, and you shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy Elohim. I am the Yahweh. Thou shalt not defraud thy neighbor, neither rob him. The wages of him that is hired shall not abide with thee all night until the morning. Thou shalt not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shalt fear thy Elohim, I am the Yahweh. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer among thy people, neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am the Yahweh. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Yahweh. You shall keep my statutes. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee. And whosoever lieth carnally with a woman that is a bondmaid, betrothed to an husband, and not at all redeemed, nor freedom given her, she shall be scourged. They shall not be put to death, because she was not free. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Yahweh, unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, even a ram for a trespass offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering before the Yahweh, for his sin which he hath done, and the sin which he hath done shall be forgiven him. And when ye shall come into the land, and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then you shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised, and to you it shall not be eaten of. But in the fourth year all the fruit thereof shall be holy, to praise the Yahweh with them. And in the fifth year shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall you use enchantment, nor observe times, You shall not round the corners of your head, neither shalt thou mar the corners of thy beard. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you on the other. Now, Brother Johnson, he marred the corners of his beard. He kept that, his wife kept it cut back. She kept it cut back about half. She just kept it rounded. It looked like a moon face. She made it round. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. You shall keep my Sabbath and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Yahweh. Regard not them that have familiar spirits. And we know that Laura Mae Johnson, Brother Johnson's wife, had a familiar spirit. She was like the Witch of Endor. Now they seek after the wizard to be defiled by them. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy Elohim. I am the Yahweh. And if a stranger sojourn with thee in your land, you shall not vex him. But the stranger that dwell with thee shall be unto you as a one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Yahweh your Elohim. Ye shall not do unrighteousness in judgment, in meat yard, in weight, or in measure. Just balances, just weights, and a just ephah, and a just hen shall ye have. I am the Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am the Yahweh. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Yahweh your Elohim commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whether you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Yahweh, the Elohim, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily, as the Yahweh Elohim of thy fathers hath promised thee. In the land that flows of milk and honey, hear, O Israel, the Yahweh our Elohim is one Yahweh. And thou shalt love the Yahweh thy Elohim with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house, and on thy gates. And it shall be when Yahweh the Elohim shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give the great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Then beware lest thou forget the Yahweh which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Yahweh the Elohim and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. You shall not go after of the gods of the gods of the people which are round about you. For the Yahweh thy Elohim is a jealous Elohim, and among you, lest the anger of the Yahweh thy Elohim be kindled against thee, and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. You shall not tempt the Yahweh your Elohim as you tempted him in Massa. You shall diligently keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, and his testimonies and his statutes which he hath commanded thee. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Yahweh, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Yahweh sware unto thy father, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Yahweh hath spoken. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Yahweh Elohim hath commanded you, then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Yahweh brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. This is where we're at today. We're bondmen right now in the spiritual land of Egypt. The Pharaohs are ruling over us. Okay. And the Yahweh showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers. And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Yahweh Elohim for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Yahweh Elohim as he has commanded us. You don't get much clearer than that, folks. You don't get much clearer than that. Now let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 9. Hear, O Israel, thou art to pass over Jordan this day to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than thyself, cities great and fenced up unto heaven. Deuteronomy 9, verse 2. A people great and tall, the children of the Anakim, whom thou knowest, and of whom thou hast heard say, who can stand before the children of Anak? Understand therefore this day that the Yahweh, the Elohim, is he which goeth over before thee as a consuming fire. He shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before thy face. So shalt thou drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Yahweh has said unto thee. Speak not thou in thine heart after that the Yahweh thy Elohim has cast them out from before thee, saying, for my righteousness the Yahweh has brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations, the Yahweh doth drive them out from before thee. So what's going to drive the wicked out from before the righteous nation that's coming forth here in Texas? What's going to drive them out? What's going to drive them out of Africa? When that righteous nation is born there in Africa, it's in the process of being made up. It's going to drive out the wicked out of all of these nations. Deuteronomy 9:5. Not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thine heart dost thou go to possess the land, but for the wickedness of these nations, Yahweh the Elohim doth drive them out from before thee, and that he may perform the word which Yahweh swore unto thy fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand therefore that Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee not this good land to possess it for thy righteousness, for thou art a stiff-necked people. Remember and forget not how thou provokest Yahweh the Elohim to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until you came unto this place. You have been rebellious against the Yahweh. Also in Horeb you provoked the Yahweh to wrath, so that the Yahweh was angry with you to have destroyed you. When I was going up into the mount to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant which the Yahweh made with you, And I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Neither did eat bread nor drink water. And Yahweh delivered unto me two tables of stone written with the finger of Yahweh, and on them was written according unto all the words which Yahweh spake with you in the mount out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that Yahweh gave me the two tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. And Yahweh said unto me, Arise, get thee down quickly from hence, for thy people which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They are quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image. Furthermore, Yahweh spake unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of thee a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the two tables of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, ye have sinned against Yahweh your Elohim, and have made you a molten calf. You have turned aside quickly out of the way which Yahweh had commanded you. And I took the two tables and cast them out of my two hands and break them before your eyes. And I fell down before the Yahweh as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins which you sinned in doing wickedly in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger. My goodness. So Moses, he fasted 80 days without food. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure wherewith the Yahweh was wroth against you to destroy you. But the Yahweh hearkened unto me at that time also, and the Yahweh was very angry with Aaron, and to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also the same time. And I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burned it with fire, and stamped it, and ground it with a very small, even until it was as small as dust. And I cast the dust thereof into the brook that descended out of the mount, and at Taberah, and at Massa, and at Kibroth-Hattaavah, you provoked Yahweh to wrath. Likewise, when Yahweh sent you from Hadesh-Barnea, saying, or Kadesh-Barnea, saying, Go up and possess the land which I have given you, and you rebelled against the command of Yahweh your Elohim, and ye believed him not, nor hearkened unto his voice. You have been rebellious against Yahweh from the day that I knew you. Thus I fell down for Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at the first, because Yahweh had said that he would destroy you. So Moses intervened a second 40-day period on fasting on nothing, and because of the sins of the people. I prayed therefore in Yahweh and said, O Yahweh Elohim, destroy not thy people and thy inheritance, which thou hast redeemed through thy greatness, which thou hast brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember thy servant Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Look not unto the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin. Lest the land which thou broughtest us out say, Because Yahweh was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. Yet they are thy people, and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest out by thy mighty power and by the stretched out arm. All right. What a lesson there. And Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, kin folks to Moses, wanted to take over in the wilderness and said, We're just as qualified as you are to be priests over this people. Who do you make yourself anyway? And Moses sacrificed 80 days of fasting and pleading with Yahweh not to destroy those very people that was rebelling against Moses. All right. That's the end of Deuteronomy chapter 9. And what we got here, Deuteronomy chapter 24. Let's look at that a minute. It says, when a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she found no favor in his eye, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her, and write her a bill of divorcement, and gives it in her hand, and sends her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, her former husband which sent her away may not take her again to be his wife. After that she is defiled, for that is abomination for the Yahweh, and thou shalt not call it the land of sin, which the Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance. So whenever you defile your own body, you call it the land of sin where you live, especially in the holy land of Israel. When a man hath taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war, neither shall he be charged with any business, but he shall be free at home 1 year, and shall cheer up his wife, which he hath taken. No man shall take the nether or the upper millstone to pledge, for he taketh a man's life to pledge. A man be found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Israel, and make his merchandise of him, or sell it to him, then that thief shall die, and thou shalt put evil away from among you. Verse 8. Take heed in the plague of leprosy, if thou observe diligently, and to observe, and to do according to all that the priest, the Levite, shall teach you, as I command them, so ye shall observe to do. Remember what the Yahweh that Elohim did unto Miriam, by the way, after that she would come forth out of Egypt. When thou dost lend thy brother anything, thou shalt not go into his house to fetch his pledge. Thou shalt stand abroad, and the man unto whom thou dost lend shall bring out the pledge abroad unto thee. And if the man be poor, thou shalt not sleep with his pledge. In any case, thou shalt deliver him the pledge again when his son goeth down, that he may sleep in his own raiment, and bless thee, and it shall be righteousness unto thee before the Yahweh thy Elohim. This brings a close of our studies. Our contact us at the 11th hour. Call us number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. We're going to close this service now with a song that I've written entitled Breath in the Soul. I used to like the things that tempted me, just like the girl I thought it would be. A little okay if the sample is part of proof. But just like sin and that flooded in, started out with a little sin and ended up with a pill from over tea. After I thought I had enough, the sample and all that wonderful stuff. Went to the yard and to the town. He asked me where it changed my mind. I said, drink too much of that red wine. And besides, that field is getting too wet to plow. For the word of the yard is threatening the soul. Something that I'll never let go. Something that means more than the tongue can tell. Rising up early and going to bed late in the quiet hours, I meditate, then I fall asleep, oh, all is well. I used to like the things that appealed to me, but just like others I couldn't see. Couldn't take Yahweh's word to save my soul. Then one day I opened his book, that I long for, something that never will grow. as I began to read, I soon discovered I had a great need to be baptized in the likeness of his death. I long for the day to be like him, to be free from sin and whole again. Then I closed my eyes in sweet rest. Being born of the Spirit and washed in the blood, the quenching of y'all like nothing else does, fills me with his love, not eternally. So take hold, brother, and don't you let go. Wrap his love all around your soul. Put it on display for all the world to see. For the word of Yah is the breath in the soul, something that I'll never let go, something that moves more than something new. Rising up early and going to bed late.